You're listening to Northside Today with myself, Yvette Reid, and on the line with me I have Joe Mooney from the East Wall History Group, and we're going to be talking about the East Wall History Festival that's coming up. So, how are you, Joe?
Grand, thank you.
Would you like to tell me a little bit first about the East Wall History Group and what is there about?
Yeah, the East Wall History Group really is straightforward. Does what it says on the tin. We're about preserving and promoting the history of the East Wall area. We were formally established in 2011, but as far back as 1998, we had a community festival. And it was the anniversary of the 1798 rebellion in Wexford. And a number of street names in East Wall are named after places associated with rebellion, like Shelmaleer, Boulevard, etc. So as part of our community festival, we had a 1798 pageant featuring Wolfe Tone, British Redcoats, etc. And at that stage, we said, wouldn't it be great if we had a group that looked at the history full-time? And what happened is different community events, different community campaigns took us all away from it. But finally in 2011, we got back and said, now is the time to start seriously looking at the history of the area. A lot of people who would have had great stories about the area from when they were young, would have had stories passed on from their parents and grandparents, had got older. Some of them, unfortunately, were passing away. And we decided that we really needed to start now to fully capture the history. And that's how we started.
So is there a lot of history up around East Wall? Because to be honest with you, I wouldn't really know. Like, but, you know, I mean, what's the history, like the Irish history up around there like? You know, I mean, how far back does it go?
Okay, well, the thing about East Wall is East Wall historically has a starting point, which a lot of areas wouldn't. You can actually say when East Wall started because the land was reclaimed from the sea. The north lots and the south lots on both sides of the river is reclaimed land. So really from the 1700s and into the early 1800s, the land was being reclaimed. East Wall itself, the area that we would now recognise as East Wall geographically, really started to build up in the early 1800s. But it was really only the late 1800s and into the early 1900s that the area really developed and grew. And again, into the 20s and the 30s, when the Dublin Corporation built houses, is when it was really populated. It was quite sparsely populated at the turn of the 20th century. But it is part of the Dublin port. The port really is central to the city. So the area built up as the port expanded and as the port grew. History-wise, there's a huge amount that's important. Especially at the beginning of the 20th century, East Wall would have been central to the events in the 1913 lockout. There were some very important trade union people living there. In the 1916 Rising, there was some very important people living in the area. There was quite a large operation in the War of Independence against the Black and Tans. There was quite a large operation, a unit run from the general East Wall, North Wall area. The British Army were based quite nearby during the 1916 Rising and the War of Independence. So from that area, there's a huge history.
Yeah.
There's also, coming through the 20th century, there's a great footballing tradition from East Wall. People like Kit Lawler, who played for Ireland, came from East Wall. Charlie O'Leary, who many people would remember from the World Cup, he was the kit man for Jack Charlton. He came from East Wall. And incredibly, in 1957, there's a picture of the Republic of Ireland football team. Era, I think it was called at the time, the team, the Era team. And there's three members of that team that came from East Wall. So there's aspects of the community that people don't know, but there's a huge history there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, if it goes way back, as you were saying, to the 1800s, the houses and all, they must be really old up around there, do you know what I mean? And I think that's really interesting. Like, would you like to tell me then a little bit about the festival and some of the events that are taking place around it now that we know, like, you know, a little bit about the history of East Wall?
Yeah, the festival is taking place from October the 13th to October the 26th. So we're kicking off on Sunday in St. Joseph's School. It's a launch event, really, just kind of get the ball rolling. A couple of events that we're really pleased to be able to hold would be, for example, I don't know whether you would remember the documentary called Roark.
No.
It was one of the mainstays of RTE television from the 60s up to the 90s. It was a series of documentaries that were produced by a group of Dublin priests, and they would regularly be shown on RTE. But what was good about those documentaries is that they were interviewing people and going to areas that probably wouldn't have been filmed by anyone else. So we're really delighted that we've got permission to show two of those documentaries as part of our festival.
Brilliant.
One made in 1964 and one made in 1982. Both of them cover the Sheriff Street, North Wall area, and One of them covers the story of Matt Talbot, where he worked and the people that knew him. So there's people in both of those documentaries that are still alive today. There's family members of people in it alive today. And there's locations in those documentaries that have been demolished and replaced. But we have permission to show them, and I think they're going to be great events. We're going to have a lot of people coming in to see themselves and see their people they remember on them.
And that's taking place on Wednesday the 16th, is it? At 7:30 p.m.
The first one is taking place on Wednesday the 16th, and the second one is the following week on Wednesday the 23rd.
And that's taking place in the Sean O'Casey Community
Centre.
The Sean
O'Casey, yeah.
And is there anything else that you'd like to highlight that's happening around the festival?
Yeah, there's on Thursday the 17th of October, we have a display called On the One Road, Church Road. If anyone knows East Wall, Church Road is it's across the street with the church on it. It would be the main tour affair in the area. And one of the members of the history group has gone back and traced every business, every shop and every service that was on the road for the last century.
Wow.
Collected photographs, found the records of who ran every business, and has talked to people who worked in different locations throughout the years. So there's a great collection put together. There's a book that she's put together that people can read through and see the listings of every business that was there. There's also a great selection of photographs from across the century. So that's on Thursday the 7th of October, again in the Sean O'Casey Centre from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and again, I'm probably rushing through this, but I don't know whether people remember the Difflin, the Viking ship. 25 years ago was the Dublin Millennium, and people from the East Wall, North Wall, and from the South Dock as well had this crazy idea. It was a recession, a lot of people were out of work, so to occupy their time, they decided they would build a full-size, fully functional replica of a Viking ship.
Oh, yeah, is that the one up there on the quays?
No, unfortunately, it's not around anymore.
Oh, right.
I won't go into the details of that tragedy, but
okay.
The men got together. There was obviously being the port area and a seafaring area. There was a lot of shipwrights, including my own father-in-law, that were involved in building that. So they built a fully functional, full-size Viking ship, and it went off on numerous voyages. So on Wednesday the 23rd at 1 p.m. in the Sean O'Casey Community Centre, we're doing a display about the building of the Difflin ship and about his voyages. We'll have some video of it being built. We'll have some photographs of it, newspaper reports, and some of the people that were involved. And quite importantly, we're bringing the kids, in conjunction with St. Joseph's Co-Ed School, the children from the senior classes are going to come along and hear the story and meet the people that built the ship. So, again, it's very important that we teach the younger generation about the history of the area and, you know, what has gone before them.
And so there's another couple of things here as well. There is the charity coffee morning that's taking place on the 24th of October,
yes,
at 11 a.m. And there's also, what's this, It's Off to Work We Go, a look at literally hundreds of industries, employers and companies that once existed in,
yeah,
And kept locals in employment around the East Wall area. What's that about?
Yeah, as I said, there were literally hundreds of companies in the area. Years ago, long before my time, you could finish school at 14 at the legal age. You could walk out the school gate and walk into a job.
Mm.
You could walk into countless jobs around the area. There was timber yards, there was factories, there was haulers. There was, a lot of people don't know, Cadbury's was based in East Wall from the 1930s on. They actually had two factories in East Wall.
Right, and there was only one in Coolock.
Yeah, I think it was the 50s or 60s they moved out to Coolock.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was only talking about that with somebody about, there is no factories around anymore. Even when I was younger, like, you could walk into a factory job, like, at the drop of a hat, you know what I mean? Like, everybody had work in factories, and they're just not around anymore. I mean, is there many up around East Wall now, or, you know, are they gone? I just don't really see them anymore.
No, unfortunately, there's very little local labour. Like, there's people would talk about years ago, literally in the mornings you would see people just like walking almost in formation over the hill, you know, leaving East Wall to walk over into North Wall, Sheriff Street, down the docks.
Mm.
You know, you could just see people milling around going to work, but unfortunately there's very little local labour now. So we don't want to always kind of harp on about the negative aspects. I mean, you have to recognise the negative aspects, but one of the things about a lot of the employment, and as part of this one, that event is taking place on Saturday the 26th at 2 p.m. again in the Sean O'Casey Centre. But if you look at the pictures from the time, we have a great collection of photographs that were given to us by Lever Brothers. Lever Brothers had a factory in the area making soap, detergents, etc. But if you look at the pictures of the people in it, you can see, you know, the group pictures, the staff look, you know, they look happy. There was great camaraderie. Like, people, because there was a lot of local labour employed, a lot of people working together knew each other. Yeah. So there was great chat and, you know, work was hard a lot of times, especially down on the docks. But there was that great family connection on the docks. There was great camaraderie and, you know, a bit of crack as well. So we want to celebrate that, the times when people work together as well.
Yeah, my own father, he worked on the docks down there as well, you know. And, yeah, like, I know what you're saying. Back then, like, the factory work and as you're saying, the dock work, and it was like a big community. Everybody knew each other and everybody had fun. And I suppose that's what's good about this. That would be interesting for people to go and see, like, about the history of, you know, the industries and just how it was back then. And so that's taking place Saturday the 26th. And are all these events free, or what's the story there?
Yeah, that's something that we've done since we started, is every event we run is free.
Okay.
The East Wall History Group, it's run on a voluntary, not-for-profit basis, but we think it's important that everything we do is accessible, so everything we do is free. Also, everything we do, there's nobody there, despite the knowledge that people may have, despite the research they've done, nobody acts as an expert. Everybody is treated equal, so anybody that comes to any other event that has stories to tell, wants to contribute, can take part. Everything we do, like, is almost an open mic feel to it. Once we've done a presentation or the photos are there, everybody is invited to take part.
That's great, Joe. You're really doing amazing work there with all this. And so, I mean, the festival's taking place from Sunday the 13th of October until Saturday the 26th of October. And most of them is taking place in the Sean O'Casey Community Centre on St Mary's Road. And if people want to find out more information, they can go to your website. Do you want to give out your website there?
Yeah, we can be contacted at eastwallhistory@gmail.com. And also, there's an East Wall community website that has a history section, and that's eastwallforall.ie.
That's brilliant, Joe. Listen, best of luck with it all, and thanks for talking to me today.